This podcast is presented by the Florida Thoroughbred Breeders and Owners Association and the Florida Department of Agriculture.
Hi, Lynn. I'm so glad you came in the studio today. I wanted to talk a little bit about your new initiative, Annie's Project, which really is to embrace those farmers and people that are producers that maybe are more diverse and there's some inclusivity there, and then also giving guidance to those that might be underserved to move into farming more productively on the land that they have or in an area that they want to do as a cottage business. Would that be kind of correct, what I'm saying?
That's right. The project is called Annie's Project, and it is aimed at empowering women in agriculture. And if you go back through history and you look, women have always been there, but maybe not out in the forefront. And it's real important to give them that support group, especially in the way that our society has grown. Now they're becoming very important in the business management part of the farms or in making suggestions or solutions to the family farm. And so this initiative gets women together and gives them the networking group that they need in order to be to have the resources that traditionally you would find in the cattlemen's or in the Farm Bureau. It gives them another avenue for meeting people. And so we do have five areas that we cover. We bring in specialists from those areas: marketing, production,
financial,
human and personal relationships, and legal advice. And a lot of times people don't understand that they need to follow through with estate planning and different things like that. And this gives the woman or the women in our community and in our business the opportunity to build those relationships, to understand what might be required of them.
And the wonderful thing is you had me as a speaker for Annie's Project. I was so humbled that you asked me to come and talk, but also I loved it so much I signed up and stayed. And many of the women at the end of that program, as you said, it's such a diverse amount of information from many sectors that sometimes we may specialize in certain ones, but we're not as aware of other areas, like maybe legal or financial planning. And so I felt like it was such a well-rounded experience for a very reasonable price for the program. But the number one thing is you hit the nail on the head, which was a network of women that are like-minded, that feel empowered to go out in agriculture. And so a number of us women at the end of the class that night, We're wanting to figure out how we could keep in touch, and we're a little sad because the program had ended. And so hopefully you're going to have a class two and many, many more, because I think that you definitely found an area that was just really valuable, which again applies your leadership, your vision, and then also the agriculture background that you have.
Right. And just to go along with what you said, on some of the data that I collected on the post-reflective survey, we actually had 6 women out of the 19 that were in the class, or only 12 actually responded to the survey, because sometimes it's hard to get respondents from the survey, but 6 of those had already implemented practices within each of those 5, at least one practice in each of those 5, whether they had contacted and reached out to a legal advisor for
estate planning.
Or whether they had one of the ladies had reached out to our water resource person and actually put in an irrigation system in a crop area. So that speaks pretty significantly when you can say that at the end of 6 weeks, already 42% of those that responded had implemented and practiced something in all 5 of the resource risk areas.
That's amazing. And the thing is, this is another thing, is the university and Ag Extension is very good at benchmarking, saying here's where you are when you come in, here's what we've accomplished, and then you do those exit surveys. It's valuable so you can see if you move the needle. And clearly in that program you did. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we end our podcast today?
We are going to have another cohort of women. Probably we'll try to do that the very last week of March and into April, working around Easter. But that will be our next group or cohort of women. And we'll try to bring back some of the ones that have been in the program this past year to involve them in the speaking, because the women really, really enjoyed the extra pieces that we were able to put in from community people like yourselves, from organizations, whether it's the Phillies or something like that.
And from the farms that brought us little treats. One thing about agriculture, you always get great food, right?
we had some really, really good goat cheesecake. So different groups that came in or spoke to the ladies, it was really special for them to be able to get that connection. And hopefully those connections will help them grow and be successful in our community.
Yeah, I feel it's lifelong. And we're only touching on what all the programs that you offer. So we'll have to have you back at some point for sure. But I thank you for coming in. I really appreciate your time. And if there's any equine practitioners that are just trying to solve a problem, the solution is UFIFAS Ag Extension, Marion County. And Lynn Nobles is the person and her team over there. They can really make a difference for you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it very much.